That's a great piece for band by Percy Grainger, Over the Hills and Far Away March. That was Colonel Colburn in the United States Marine Band. The Kansas City Civic Orchestra has a great program this weekend. It's Musical Memories of Fantasia. It's tonight at 7:30 p.m. and tomorrow at 2 at Atonement Lutheran Church. And there's an instrument petting zoo at 12:45 on the matinee day tomorrow, where kids or adults could check out the instruments and ask questions. But the program, though, think of Fantasia. The Toccata and Fugue by Bach, the Sixth Symphony by Beethoven, and Symphony No. 5, Ave Maria by the Schubert, Dance of the Hours, Ponchielli, Night on Bear Mountain, and The Sorcerer's Apprentice. So that's the Kansas City Civic Orchestra, two concerts, this weekend, tonight, and tomorrow afternoon. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. Hope you're having a great Friday. We have Baroque Concerto Grosso next, followed by those wonderful bagatelles, which is full of baskets of melodies, and some romantic waltzes for two pianos this hour, support for which comes from the University of Kansas. Serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. Here's Francesco Gemignani from his Opus 3 now on KPR. Francesco Gemignani wrote that, the first Concerto Grosso from his Opus 3 set with the Baroque Orchestra of Montreal. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. Glad we're listening to classical tunes together this morning. We have some very tuneful music by Dvorak next. And coming up next hour, some dances by Beethoven, 12 contra dances. Support for classical music this morning on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. This is KPR. With the organ-like instrument, the harmonium, played by Barbara Harbach, and then Charles Castleman, Virginia Lenz, and Pamela Frame, we've heard the Bagatelles, Antonin Dvorak's Opus 47, this morning on KPR. Next, three romantic waltzes with the great Walter Kleene and Rita Krichow at the piano. And listen for a beautiful theme, the Intermezzo from an opera by Puccini, right after the 10 o'clock news. It's about 16 and a half minutes before 10. Good morning. This is KPR. Tomorrow afternoon, join Destiny on KPR from 1 to 4 for Classics by Request, the show where you pick the playlist. Many of you are in the concerto mood, so Destiny has your top picks. Some violin, of course, like Vivaldi's Four Seasons, Beethoven and Brahms, plus some gorgeous harp to pull at your heartstrings, and then some Tickling of the Ivories by Jean-Yves Thibaudet. That's tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 4 on KPR 1 stations. Emmanuel Chabrier next, three romantic waltzes on KPR. The three romantic waltzes for piano duet by Emmanuel Chabrier. First pianist was Walter Kleene here on KPR. Support for the classical music comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum, now until Wednesday, December 31st. Details at lecomptonkansas.com. And from the Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering customized photography sessions and packages to create artwork that captures light and emotion. Now in downtown Lawrence. Information and portfolio at tcistudio.com for the Crystal Image Photography Studio.
It came from beneath the sea. It's Friday night at 7, Liberty Hall. Tickets at the door. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 10 o'clock. We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from KU. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. And KANQ Chanute. Updated weather forecast is still calling for today to be very nice, mostly sunny, with a high near 76. Tonight's low 53, and tomorrow should warm up to 74. Saturday night's low 42, bringing out a Sunday with sunshine and a high of 64. No mention of rain in the forecast until next week. Early next week, it looks like Monday night, 20-30% chance of some showers, but other than that, sunshine in the middle of the week and another chance for rain for Wednesday night and Thursday. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News, Dow was down 306 points. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping those in need is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at LodestarFoundation.org. This is KPR. Some passion from Puccini, the intermezzo from Manon Lescaut, Herbert von Karajan's Berlin Philharmonic. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We've got some dance tunes by Beethoven coming up, and next, some music for flute, oboe, and cello together. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, asking listeners when they last visited a dentist for a preventive checkup. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find. Arthur Foote was an interesting American composer from Massachusetts. He lived from 1853 until 1937. And he was the organist at the First Church in Boston, Unitarian, for 32 years. He was a teacher and pianist, keyboardist, and composer. Let's listen now to these three pieces for flute, oboe, and cello that he wrote on KPR. By American composer Arthur Foote, one of the Boston Six, a group of New England composers. That was Arthur Foote's three pieces for flute, oboe, and cello with the Huntingdon Trio. Next, we have some Beethoven dance music. We have Mozart's very sunny and bright Symphony No. 29 in A major. And right after the 11 o'clock news, we'll be listening to one of the beautiful Frédéric Chopin, the Nocturne in E minor. Great Monsters Attack tonight at Liberty Hall for KPR's next Cinema A Go-Go. Our enormous double feature includes The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, plus It Came from Beneath the Sea, in which San Francisco is laid waste by a jumbo octopus. Join us at Liberty Hall today, this evening at 7 p.m. Tickets at the door. Find out more at kansaspublicradio.org. Here's the group Larkabudelli playing 12 contra dances for orchestra that Beethoven put together here on KPR. That's chamber music by Beethoven. That was his trio, Opus 3, played by members of Larka Budelli. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Remember, the Bach Aria Soloists, featuring the Missouri Choral Artists, have a concert tomorrow at St. Paul's Episcopal Church at 11 East 40th Street in Kansas City, Missouri. They're sharing the stage with the Missouri Choral Artists, and they have vibrant music by Bach,
Atomic Radiation,
James McMillan, Cecilia McDowell, Benjamin Britten, and more. The Missouri Choral Artists will also feature soloists and orchestra, chorus. More information for tomorrow's concert at BachAriaSoloists.com. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or remember, you could just tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. In just a few minutes, we'll be listening to one of the most haunting Chopin nocturnes, and then Mozart's very sunny symphony, number 29, on this beautiful fall day. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lawrence Bazaar Bazaar, an art sale featuring over 90 artists from the area. Friday evening, November 28th, and all day Saturday, November 29th, at the Lawrence Arts Center in downtown Lawrence, open to the public. It's 11:01, it's KPR.
Live.
Responsibility. I'm Kyle McClinigan in Houston.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down 150 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm. On the latest episode of Tech Unheard, Arm CEO and host Renee Haas talks to Minister of Ashwini Valishnaw of India about how tech and AI are helping to shape the future of computing. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. Lovely playing from Alexis Weissenberg. That gem was by Frédéric Chopin, Nocturne in E minor, Opus 72. Here on Kansas Public Radio this morning, I'm Cordelia Brown, glad to be with you. Tomorrow afternoon, join Destiny on KPR from 1 to 4 p.m. for Classics by Request, the show where you pick the playlist. Many of you are in a concerto mood, so Destiny has your top picks. Some violin, of course, like Vivaldi's Four Seasons, Beethoven and Brahms, plus some gorgeous harp to pull at your heartstrings, and then some Tickling of the Ivories by Jean-Yves Thibaudet. It's tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 4 on KPR 1 stations. Beautiful day underway. Mostly sunny today, a high of 76. Tonight's low 53, and tomorrow, Saturday, should be mostly sunny with a high near 74. And next on KPR, full of vitamin C and sunshine, is Mozart's 29th Symphony in A Major on KPR. With Herbert von Karajan's Berlin Philharmonic, Mozart's 29th Symphony in A Major. It's about 11:33. Good morning. We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. 91.5 Lawrence, Topeka, Kansas City, 89.7 Emporia. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Eastside European, an owner-operated repair shop specializing in BMW and Mini at 9th and Delaware in East Lawrence, servicing other select European vehicles as well. More at eastside-european.com. Here is Franz Anton Hofmeister, Let's check out his Flute Concerto No. 6 now on Kansas Public Radio. Flute Concerto No. 6 in D Major by Franz Anton Hofmeister on Kansas Public Radio.
The atomic towers of the 20,000 fathoms where a radioactive dinosaur eats New York City.
New York is like a city besieged.
And on the same big screen, It Came from Beneath the Sea. It's Friday night at 7, Liberty Hall. Tickets at the door. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's straight up 12 noon. We're live. We're local. We're KPR from KU. That's KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City and KANQ Chanute. Well, I'll certainly be listening to Jeff Watson's show this afternoon. Just listen to some of these great pieces he has coming up in a few minutes. After a little curiously titled Fairy Dance Reel, the Bach Concerto for Two Violins in D Minor, and then a gorgeous piece for harp and organ together, which doesn't happen too often, the Aria in the Classic Style by Marcel Graziani. Also, music by Anton Bruckner. We don't hear Bruckner enough. A Dvorak piano trio. Brazilian Impressions by Respighi. That's just a few of the great classics coming up, so keep it here. On KPR, it's 1201.
Live from NPR News.